Hello and welcome to the week at Audioboo HQ. And what a week it's been. Audioboo, as you may know, is based in London, and you've probably not been able to escape the fact that there's been some trouble in this fine city of ours during the week. When I woke on Monday morning to find several banks and shops in my local high street had been looted, I put my journalist hat on, spoke to some local police, and then recorded an audioboo about it. I had no idea how bad things were going to get in the rest of London that night. After an evening spent taking a break from the internet, I switched on my multitude of devices only to see Twitter was going crazy with news of more rioting in London. The pictures on TV broke my heart as I watched London, my city, in flames. As the week went on, the riots and looting spread around England. Nottingham, Manchester and Birmingham were among the worst affected. Audioboo came into its own as a source of really powerful content, from a heartfelt rant against the senseless destruction from a Londoner, to BBC clips of looters who said they'd had good fun and got themselves some free stuff. That last clip in particular went viral as people struggled to believe what they were hearing. Several police forces turned to Audioboo to get out accurate information about the states of things in their area, since rumours were spreading like wildfire and many people felt scared about what was happening. I was audiobooing from my local community centre, where local volunteers had set up a temporary police canteen to feed and water weary officers who were working very long shifts. Things started looking up as people organised clean-ups around the country, and thankful police allowed me to record their gratitude to the people of Walthamstow. UK rapper Taeyong joined Audioboo and uploaded his Stop the Riots anthem, and also spoke out against the rioters, encouraging other role models to step up to the plate and do the same. We also heard the incredibly moving interview that Tarek Jahan, father of 21-year-old Haroon Jahan, gave the BBC's World at One programme. Tarek tells the story of how he came to realise that his son was one of three people who'd been hit by a car and killed as they tried to protect the neighbourhood from rioters. It's a very moving piece and left me with nothing but respect and sympathy for a man who, despite losing his son, managed to speak some of the most sensible words I'd heard all week and encourage other young people not to go out, but to stay safe. It's been a busy week, tagging booze, blogging and doing my bit for the community, so apologies if you've not had the fastest responses on the forum. We do appreciate your patience and will ensure that normal service resumes next week. For now though, I'll just say take care, stay safe, and if you see a tired-looking police officer, go and say hello. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. Over and out.